Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and had summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods, for it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus looked at the 12. "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Here's something interesting to take home with you. Otto Friedrich Rohwedder invented the first slice and wrap bread machine in 1928. He sold his pre-sliced wrapped bread in a bakery at Battle Creek, Michigan. By 1933, 80% of all bread sold in the United States was sliced and wrapped, and the phrase, "the best thing since sliced bread," was coined, replacing the phrase, "the best thing since bagged bread." Now there you go. You always hope you will learn something important at church. There it is. Today is the fifth Sunday in a row where our gospel reading comes from the sixth chapter of John, which means that it's the fifth Sunday in a row where the gospel is about Jesus being the bread of life. I thought I had said everything about bread I knew to say, but it turns out there's lots to know about bread. The ancient Greeks were producing more than 80 types of bread more than 4,000 years ago. Germany today has the most diverse selection and production of bread in the world, with 200 different types of bread. Get this. Assuming a sandwich was eaten for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it would take 168 days to eat the amount of bread produced from one bushel of wheat. A family of four could live for 10 years off the bread produced by 1 acre of wheat. Bread goes stale 6 times faster in the refrigerator than it does at room temperature. Sandwiches account for 50% of bread consumption, whether those sandwiches are bought at home or bought out at the store or made at home. I found this interesting. The inner part of the bread encased in the crust is called the crumb, which is why small bits of this part of the bread are called crumbs. The distinction of upper crust comes from the 1600s. When the bread was made in stone ovens, the bottoms would become dirty from ash and soot. If you were wealthy, you cut the bottom crust off and ate just the upper crust part of the bread. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Now you might think that's about it about bread, but now is when it gets really interesting. Bakers used to be fined if their loaves were underweight, so they added an extra loaf or more to every dozen, which led to the term of a baker's dozen. But a baker's dozen wasn't strictly 13. A baker's dozen could be 13, 14, or even 15 loaves. French toast is traditionally made of stale bread soaked in eggs, whisked with milk, and then fried. But French toast wasn't invented in France. In fact, French toast was around long before France even existed as a country. The exact origins of French toast are not known, but it isn't surprising that we seem to have come up with a recipe so quickly, seeing as how French toast usually uses stale bread. While bread has been used since the 17th century to clean the frescoes on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, restorationists have found that Wonder Bread and its spongy texture is a remarkably efficient tool for cleaning Michelangelo's The Creation of Adam. Hawaiian sweet bread was brought to Hawaii by Portuguese immigrants. In World War II, rationing laws prohibited the sale of freshly baked bread because the tastiness of just baked bread is likely to encourage people to eat immoderately. The bread had to be at least 24 hours old before it was sold. And in 1943, right in the middle of World War II, the U.S. government banned sliced bread. It was deemed an unnecessary use of materials and resources with a war effort going on. Well, this didn't sit well with the general public, nor baking companies, and one woman wrote to the New York Times and proclaimed how important sliced bread is to the morale and saneness of a household. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Now, surely that's enough, and pretty much everything there is to know about bread, right? Well, no. A sandwich is actually named after John Montague, the fourth Earl of Sandwich in England, who is said to have asked his servant to bring him meat stuffed between two slices of bread so that he would be less inconvenienced while out hunting, playing cards, or generally being a rich gentleman on the go. Apparently, his friends took notice, and when asked what they wanted for their meal, said, "The same as sandwich," and the name stuck. And I'm sure you've always wanted to know this. When the buttered bread is right side up and dropped from a table, there's an 80% chance it will fall butter side down. This is because an average slice of buttered bread falling will complete a full turn in approximately 8 feet, and table height is about half of that. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We've come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The largest loaf of bread weighed 3,463 pounds and was made in Brazil on November 13, 2008 to celebrate Guinness World Records Day. A Spanish bakery produces what it claims is the most expensive loaf of bread in the world. It contains whole wheat flour, spelt and dehydrated honey, plus 250 milligrams of gold dust. It costs $140 for a 14-ounce loaf. Bread appears 360 times in the Bible. The first meal consumed on the moon was bread and wine. Buzz Aldrin brought with him communion bread and wine along with a small silver chalice and held communion during a requested radio blackout shortly after landing. Mediterranean whole wheat flatbread. Each pack has 5 pieces. Each pack costs $2.50. A small piece given and shed for you. Priceless. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. O God, beyond all understanding, we thank you this day that you are so awesome in your power, so generous in your love, so amazing in your grace. Fill our hearts with your Spirit. Draw us closer to you. Hold us strong and warm forever in your loving arms. Lord, in your mercy. O God of salvation, you have the words of eternal life. Fill us now with enthusiasm for our faith, and lead us to be so caught up in you that we cannot contain the praise that fills us. Lord, in your mercy, comforting Spirit, be with all those who need your comfort right now. Many hearts are broken. Many face illness or loneliness or sorrow or fear. Be a strong presence in these lives and in all our lives, O Spirit. Bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Savior, as you walked the earth, your eyes were never turned toward yourself, but always toward our good. In our lives, help us to see beyond ourselves and reach out in love and service in your name. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O God of grace, write your words in our hearts anew. May we be faithful and obedient in your way. Feed us in love. Send us in power to serve. Draw near and abide with us, now and always. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Merciful God,
you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
body of Christ given for you.
Body of Christ.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Hear the whole thing.
I know. Here.
I guess we need to take it out. Can you take it out?
Well, I can't do it in my apartment. It's too small. Let's see if we can treat it on here.
Okay.
This is going to do it.
What do we do? Just wash it on general cycle?
Yeah. But I know a lot of times when I take these, I'll treat it at home. You know, I'll treat it here and stick it in the bag.
And it'll be okay by the time you get home.
Almost, yeah.
There's wine all on the floor here, too.
Yeah, I just used the last of that paper. I think there should be more paper towels underneath the sink. No. Meeting. Okay. 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 Thank you.
wash it here, didn't you? Oh, okay. You ironed it here. No. So what did you do?
Got it even on his book.
Yep. So I didn't see that when it happened.
I didn't see what happened, but it'd be easy. It's almost, I don't know how it got everywhere.
All the way over here, unless when they picked up
the wine.
Yeah. When he picked it up,
somebody bumped a little chalice or something. It looks like we had two spills, is what it looks like.
Just so it, you know, leaves it up to dry.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Cindy will be here to check it tomorrow. You know, she's usually here for the meeting, but I don't know if she's out of town. But I can check, I can come by after work tomorrow and double check it if she's not in town. But I have to be at work at 7:30, so.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was your thumb. I thought
yeah.
I was seeing red.
I think I'm getting...
Take a towel on it.
Yeah. And when that dries, that'll come off.
Yeah, but it looks
see,
like...
See, it looks like it's coming off.
Yeah, it looks like it's clear.
do it and don't go all the way down, you don't get all that length, all that length. I think you've got it.
So I said, you know, tomorrow.
It's a shame it's gone, you know, that it went through to the fair linen that it didn't.
Yeah.
But it went right on through.
Yeah, we got some on that, but you'll never see that.
You'll never see that.
Uh-uh. Just figured.
Okay. Yep, that's the best we can do.
Just checking.
Yeah, but it looks like it's.
I apologize.
It looks like.
That never happens, but it did today.
Oh, yeah. It happened two places.
Most of it landed on the other claws rather than.
Yeah.
This, but I knew I had a spot here.
Yeah, and a big spot here. And you had your book.
Yeah, I know I got the book, but it'll dry.
It'll dry. It'll be fine. Yeah, it'd be good.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, things happen.
I just looked at there and I thought, gee, he isn't uncovered yet.
And that hadn't crossed my mind. And then the Holy Holy started. I thought, I got to uncover. And then I thought, wait a minute, the flagon's not here.
Yeah. And I said,